To get a preview of the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm speaking with Corinne Fetter here in the office. And Corinne, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for the expo.
Well, I am the Director of Expositions here for the Kentucky State Fair Board, and the exposition staff have responsibility for the three in-house shows that the board owns and produces every year. The one currently going on is the National Farm Machinery Show, which is a four-day show every February. The Kentucky State Fair, which is held every August, it's an 11-day event. And then the North American International Livestock Exposition, which is every November. It's a two-week show.
Well, I just want to thank you for the absolutely gorgeous weather we are having, because I may not have been here the last 2 years, but before that, there was this white stuff all over the ground. So really glad to see this sunny and warm forecast that we have. What is your forecast for the show this year, your expectations?
Well, we're supposed to have beautiful weather this week, which I think will probably bring people out of the woodwork. We've had more severe weather this year across the country, and a lot of our attendees come from the Midwest, and as you know, there was just a blizzard a couple weeks ago, so we're looking to have a great turnout.
Well, I think you have every right to a reason to expect that, because I was right in the heart of that, and it was nice to be able to come here and kind of get away from it a little bit. As you look at this year's show, is there anything that you might want to point out to people, whether they've been here before or not? We always like to ask, what's new? Anything that you're excited about?
Well, certainly. This show has a track record of always having an excellent attendance, right at 300,000 people for a four-day show. Again, it's a sellout as far as the booth space. We'll sell 1.2 million square feet, which is our entire facility. And as far as products and services, there's a whole list of new products and services available, certainly with energy, technology, new devices that make, you know, everything from changing a tire more easy to more precision with planning, et cetera.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that and trying to capture some of that information here over the next couple days. I do want to mention the National Championship Tractor Pull, which it kind of locates here at the same time. Part of a big draw that brings people in, I know they come in early during the day and kind of get ready for the show at night. Looking forward to another kind of fantastic indoor tractor pull?
That's correct. It's the largest or the oldest indoor tractor pull, and I would even say maybe the most prestigious. It's the Super Bowl of tractor pulls. We'll have five sessions, one each night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and then an afternoon session on a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. There's a limited number of tickets still available. Those are on sale online, or you can purchase those here at the ticket office. The prices for those for Wednesday and Thursday night are $35 each. Friday and Saturday nights are $45, and then Saturday afternoons $40. So check that out. It's just a nice compliment to have the championship tractor pull in conjunction with the Farm Machinery Show. Certainly, it's a no admission fee to come to the farm show, but if you choose to go to the tractor pull, you do have to buy a ticket.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for giving us a preview of this year's show. Look forward to being here over the next couple days in Louisville. So from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.